This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The Democratic-controlled House Judiciary Committee is set to consider two articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, a vote to formally impeach the president could come next week.
The panel's expected to vote on the articles within days, with a full House vote likely by Christmas. If they're approved, the charges would move to a Senate trial, where the GOP majority is unlikely to convict the president. Still, it would be a potentially bitter process, coming just as voters in Iowa and elsewhere start making their choices in the 2020 primaries. President Trump says that's what this is all about.
They're impeaching me. You know why? Because they want to win an election, and that's the only way they can do it.
He's accusing Democrats of trying to overthrow democracy using flimsy, pathetic, and ridiculous articles of impeachment. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Justice Department's Inspector General spent hours testifying to the Senate Judiciary Committee Wednesday about investigations into Russian contacts with President Donald Trump's 2016 campaign. Michael Horowitz told the panel that while the FBI had a legitimate basis to launch the investigations and was not motivated by political bias in doing so, there were major flaws in how the investigations were conducted.
We identified significant inaccuracies and omissions in each of the four applications, 7 in the first application and a total of 17 by the final renewal application.
Committee Chairman Republican Lindsey Graham said the system had failed, while California Democrat Dianne Feinstein said the FBI investigations were based on facts and not on political bias. Attorney General William Barr has criticized Horowitz's report, saying the investigation was based on, in his words, a bogus narrative. This is VOA News. Greta Thunberg, the 16-year-old Swede who inspired millions of young people to take action against climate change, has been named the Time magazine Person of the Year for 2019. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
Teenager, climate activist, and now Time magazine's Person of the Year. Greta Thunberg, the 16-year-old Swede who inspired millions to take action. She launched a grassroots campaign at just 15, skipping school every Friday to demonstrate outside Swedish Parliament in a bid to persuade the government to meet its ambitious carbon emission goals. Since then, she has successfully ruffled many a feather with her uncompromising stance. In the 16 months since her protest began, Thunberg has addressed heads of state, met with the Pope, and inspired 4 million people to join the global climate strike.
That's Lauren Anthony reporting. The head of the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration was on the hot seat at a House of Representatives hearing on the Boeing 737 MAX jet. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Democratic Congressman Peter DeFazio, who's the chairman of the House Transportation Committee, says they have interviewed and spoken with FAA employees, Boeing whistleblowers, and others.
These documents, emails, interviews are crucial to our investigation, which has uncovered a broken safety culture within Boeing and an FAA that was unknowing, unable, or unwilling to step up, regulate, and provide appropriate oversight of Boeing.
Stephen Dixon is the head of the FAA.
When the 737 MAX is returned to service, it will be because the safety issues have been addressed and pilots have received all the training they need to safely operate the aircraft.
Shelley Antler, Washington.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson looks on course to win Thursday's election, but a leading poll shows the race has tightened. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
YouGov predicted a conservative majority of 28 seats, slashing it by more than half compared to 2 weeks ago.
Stop Brexit!
But possible outcomes still ranged from a landslide conservative victory to a hung parliament, as party leaders pounded the campaign trail on the last day. Brexit hangs in the balance. If Johnson wins, he'll take Britain out of the European Union as soon as the end of January. His main challenger, opposition Labour's Jeremy Corbyn, promises a new referendum on Brexit and a raft of left-wing policies.
That's Lucy Fielder of Reuters. And a powerful bomb and gun attack on the largest American military base in Afghanistan early Wednesday killed at least one person and wounded more than 80 others, mostly civilians. The Taliban took responsibility for the attack. The attack came as peace negotiations between the Trump administration and the Taliban continue in Doha, Qatar. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.